God the Father. God the Father is the supreme being in whom we believe and whom we worship. He is the ultimate creator, ruler, and preserver of all things. He is perfect, has all power, and knows all things. He has a body of flesh and bones as tangible as man's. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, Verse 22. Our Heavenly Father is a God of judgment and strength and knowledge and power. But He is also a God of perfect mercy, kindness, and charity. Even though we do not know the meaning of all things, we can find peace in the sure knowledge that He loves us. 1 Nephi, chapter 11, verse 17. The Father of our spirits. One of life's great questions is, "Who am I?" A beloved primary song helps even little children answer this question. We sing, "I am a child of God, and He has sent me here." The knowledge that we are children of God provides strength, comfort, and hope. You are a literal child of God, spiritually begotten in the premortal life. As His child, you can be assured that you have divine, eternal potential, and that He will help you in your sincere efforts to reach that potential. The Supreme Creator. Heavenly Father is the Supreme Creator. Through Jesus Christ, He created heaven and earth and all things in them. Moses chapter 2, verse 1. Alma said, "All things denote there is a God, yea, even the earth, and all things that are upon the face of it, yea, and its motion, yea, and also all the planets which move in their regular form, do witness that there is a supreme Creator." Alma chapter 30, verse 44. From time to time, ponder the beauties of creation. Trees, flowers, animals, mountains, the waves of the ocean, a newborn child. Take time to gaze into the heavens, where the courses of the stars and planets are evidence of God's moving in His majesty and power. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 41 through 47. The Author of the Plan of Salvation. Our Father in heaven wants us to dwell with Him eternally. His work in glory is to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. Moses, chapter 1, verse 39. In order to make this possible, He prepared the plan of salvation. He sent His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to loose the bands of death and atone for the sins of the world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. This sacrifice is the greatest expression of our Father's love for us. Coming to know God the Father. As children of God, we have a special relationship with Him, setting us apart from all His other creations. Seek to know your Father in heaven. He loves you, and He has given you the precious opportunity to draw near to Him as you pray. Your prayers, offered in humility and sincerity, are heard and answered. You can also come to know your Father by learning about His beloved Son and applying the gospel in your life. The Savior taught His disciples, "If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." John chapter 14, verses 7 and 9. You draw near to God the Father as you study the Scriptures and the words of Latter-day prophets, and as you give service. When you follow God's will and live as He would have you live, you become more like Him and His Son. You prepare yourself to return to live in their presence. Additional references: John chapter 14, verses 6 and 21 through 24. Chapter 17, verse 3. Mosiah, chapter 4, verse 9. Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 22 through 24. And the first article of faith. See also Creation, Godhead, Plan of Salvation.